Good morning, everyone. So, Celeste, out there in Denver, where it's a couple hours, it's only a little after 5 out there, right, for you?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you're awake enough to answer this question, I'm sure.
I hope.
Midterms have a negative connotation for a good reason, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
You remember them?
Yeah.
Nasty, nasty tests. Deliberately designed to show you just how tough the road was
ahead.
Yeah,
so you get serious for the rest of the year.
Exactly. Well, the changes in the Obama administration involve a certain kind of midterm hazing, I think, for a presidency that perhaps is in crisis. But listen to this.
I'll be stepping down at the end of next week, and that marks the second anniversary of the TARP program.
President Obama's chief economic advisor, Larry Summers, is leaving by the end of the year to return to Harvard.
You know, it's very hard to leave a team and a president that I admire and respect.
People familiar with the matter saying that the White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, will step down.
News reports and voices of the departed, Herbert Allison, Larry Summers, Christine Romer. Christine Romer, she sounded like... she said it's very hard to leave the team. It really seemed like she had a big smile on her face when she was saying that, didn't you think?
If you had to have had her job, wouldn't you be glad to not have it anymore?
Yeah, and I don't know if I would say I'm really, really...
sorry to go.
Yeah, sorry to go. I don't know about that. Anyway, Celeste Headlee out at KUVO, KVJZ in Denver, Colorado for all of the rest of the week. And on the takeaway this morning, we're wondering what is going on at the White House. And here in the studio in WNYC in New York is Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University, author of Jimmy Carter, the American President series, the 39th President, 1977 to 1981. Good morning, professor.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think is going on in the White House right now? We've got the economic team mostly gone. We've got Bob Woodward's portrait of the national security team, particularly the Afghanistan policy, showing a kind of a dysfunctional national security team. What do you think is going on here?
Look, part of it's the natural cycle of midterms. The first midterms almost always go badly, and the president is trying to react, and some people are, you know, leaving. So there's an opportunity to change. Part of it are the problems Obama's faced with this economy. It's no surprise it's the economic team that's leaving as opposed to others.
Normally, though, the economic team wouldn't get much attention in the news, but we've just come through this extraordinary, unprecedented crisis, and the economic team is probably higher visibility than the national security team. It seems to me with Larry Summers yesterday walking out the door on the same day that some economists say the recession is over, I don't feel like the president has control of the message here. Larry Summers, it seems, is stiffing the White House he just was working for.
Well, look, that's the problem Obama faces. Does he have control of the White House? Does he have control of his message? He has a little bit of Jimmy Carter in him, or the perception is growing that he's not fully in command of the policies and of his team.
And you use the Carter example there. It's really quite interesting. Here's a portrait in Bob Woodward's book of a president trying to get a withdrawal and an exit strategy out of Afghanistan from his national security team. And to a person, they come back to him saying, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Barack Obama at this point, like Carter, looking like an individual who came into Washington trying to do things differently and got his head handed to him?
Well, there's a lot of similarities. Carter had many of the same promises in 1976, and a couple years later, you know, Washington defeated him rather than vice versa. So I think Obama's facing some of those challenges.
But how unprecedented is this? We posed this question to some of our listeners, and we got a couple answers back. Here are two of them.
Hi, my name is Ingo Robbenberg from Detroit. Please, what administration hasn't gone through something similar midway through their term? It's the usual two-year shakeup.
This is Sean from Stillwater, Oklahoma. No, the president is not experiencing a leadership crisis. The mentioning of it in the media, I believe, will only serve to materialize it faster. The media should do all it can to portray the president in the best possible light.
Well, whether or not that is a mission of the media to portray the president in the best possible light, our listeners seem to think that the media just sort of loves this, and this is absolutely par for the course. Julian Zelizer, what do you think?
Well, there's something to that. We amplify things that are often normal, but there's two big things. The Republicans have rebounded since 2008 in a way which seemed impossible, and his approval ratings have experienced a significant fall. If Democrats lose control of the House and possibly the Senate, that would be a signal that things have not, in fact, gone well, and this is not just a normal cycle of the midterms.
How much of this is a learning curve issue? Peter Baker from The New York Times, who's seen Bob Woodward's book, said on this program yesterday, nobody's prepared for this job. Nobody can do this job, in fact. And so 2 years in, almost everybody looks pretty pathetic, except for Ronald Reagan, who 2 years in really looked like he wasn't trying, and Americans gave him a huge pass. How would you rank the president at this
point? Reagan's first midterms actually don't go well in 1982.
So for the economy is the reason.
Yeah, and the economy is the reason he actually suffers huge losses in the House. So yes, it is normal, but that doesn't mean we discount this as irrelevant. Some presidents handle this learning curve better than others, and the verdict's out if Obama's doing a good job with it.
Now, let's talk about the turnover for a moment. Are people departing because they don't want to be blamed for electoral losses, or is this a sign that these jobs are not very much fun at all, no matter the profile that you get?
Many people only stay a couple years in these jobs. It's actually quite normal. We just read a lot more about it now. But clearly, again, the economic recovery is the weak spot. It's the Vietnam for President Obama. And so I think there's a sense within the White House that there needs to be a serious change and a serious effort to diminish the unemployment numbers. If not, this will swamp his presidency.
Celeste, we were talking this morning. You noted that the president has said he'd rather be a one-term president and get something done than be a two-term president and not get something done, right? He said that on a couple of occasions, right?
That's right. And he has gotten things done.
No, indeed. He has gotten things done. But the question is, will he be a one-term president like Jimmy Carter was? We have perhaps the best person to ask here. Julian Zelizer, what do you think?
Again, Carter did a lot of things. Not this scale, but he was quite successful in his, you know, he got an Egyptian-Israeli peace accord, Panama Canal treaties, energy reform. There were a lot of accomplishments he used to point to and said, I'm getting things done too. But that doesn't always translate into re-election. It doesn't always benefit your party.
Although the Panama Canal treaty became a huge electoral issue against Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
Will the health care bill be President Obama's Panama Canal treaty?
It could be in this next midterm in 2010. The question is, when the benefits start to kick in, does it look better to more Americans? But it could very well be like that. It could be a rallying point, not for Democrats, but for Republicans.
All right. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University, author of Jimmy Carter, the American President series. What do you think about this?
This is Ted Wood calling from Orleans. These resignations are financial people who've been keeping some brutal hours. 2 years into a new administration, departures are pretty common.